up to Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, and we're up to Seif Gimel. Yesh Misha Oima, some say, Shemoya began. Everything we've discussed now was if he was in a house. Now we're going to be discussing if he was actually outside in a gun, in a garden, in a park, in a field. And he wishes to eat from fruit growing on the trees. A bit of this tree, then a bit from the other tree. So what's the halacha? Is that considered a shinui mokum or not? Says the Shulchan Aruch, kiven shebeich al ilon echad, since he made a brocha on one tree, ein tzorich levorech, he doesn't need to make a brocha alo acherim on the other trees. The condition, however, is vu shebeshal shebeich hoydai toilechol. This is only if he had intention in mind to eat me'osam acherim from the other trees as well. If his intention was not only to have from this tree, but to have from the other trees too, then he's got one brocha will cover for all the trees. Avon migan legan, but if it's from one field to the other field, tzorich levorech afilim smuchim, he will need to make a brocha even if they're very close by. They're nearby, he will need to make a new brocha. Even if he had specifically in mind to go to the other trees in the other field, that will not suffice. He will need to make a new bocha on the new trees, which are in a different field. Sivkot Lamed Zayin tells us the following. In the case in which they're all in the same field, one bocha will cover for all. Even if he doesn't see the other trees, there is some sort of barrier, some sort of mechitza, some sort of something which makes him not see the other trees. Nevertheless, one bocha covers for all. For ledomi la'ichal b'mizrocha shel ta'enu v'olecha b'ma'arovet tzorich levorech. Question is, we learned in yesterday's shiur that if something is near a fig tree, if it's on one side of the fig tree, and he makes a bocha on the other side of the fig tree, that won't cover. He needs to make a new bocha. So what's the difference between one side and the other side of the fig tree to the field case over here in Shulchan Aruch? Good question. Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah explains as follows. It's not comparable to the case of eating on the eastern side of the fig tree and he's eating on the other side, which he needs to make a bocham. The case of here is obviously must be talking about a case that it's mukav mechitzas. There is fence around it. Since there's a fence around it, the choshev k'mayach mokem echad, it's considered if it's one place. So true, if the field is an open field, it's comparable to the earlier seif, that if you make one brocha, you're not covering anything else. It's an open field, it's a shinu mokem. However, if it's mukav mechitzas, there's fences around, then it's considered if it's one house, and therefore it's not considered shinu mokem, even if you can't see the other place, the other tree. So some other achronim say no, he has nothing to do with being mukav mechitzas or not. It doesn't make a difference as to whether there is fence or not. And the reason why it's acceptable and it's fine and one bocha covers it all is because he had in mind to make one bocha to cover various trees. And it's comparable to the Rama earlier. We learned that if you're in a house and you want to eat in one room and continue in another room, not in the same room, different rooms, but in the same house, there the das helps, your intention helps. So similarly also, it's considered as if it's comparable to one room to another room. And therefore, if you have in mind to eat from the other trees, that's fine. And even if you don't see the other place, because there's dense amount of trees and you can't actually see the other tree you want to eat from, it's only considered to room to room, that his mind will help and he doesn't need to make a new bocha. And therefore, in the former case of the fig tree, the only reason why we are saying he needs to make a new bocha, although The only reason why he needs to make a new bracha is because he didn't have in mind. But if he had in mind to eat from the other side of the tree, then he wouldn't have to make a new bracha. Siv Dalet. If he ate bread in one place, and he ate, continued eating bread in another place. He cannot make Birkas Hamazon, he cannot bench Birkas Hamazon, Elab Mokam Hasheni in the second place. And he doesn't go to the first place where he started, but he'll eat, he'll bench where he finished the meal. Like the, is the custom of the Hoel Chedrochim, people who are on journeys, Sha'oichlim de Chilucham, that will eat on their ways. And they sit down and they make a bocha b'mokoyim in their place, tzium, that they are completing achilos on their meals. So if you've got people who start a meal in one place and they finish in another place, they are considered hoel chedrochim, and they bench because I'm also in the place of completing their meal. Siv Dalet in Mishneh Berurah asked the following question. Didn't we learn that a person is not allowed to leave a place? Didn't we learn that a person is meant to stay where he's eating? So the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Mem says the following. Chazav Ochal, Af, Ledasa Mechabala Eil, B'Sif Aleph U'Beis, even according to Shulchan Aruch, so Penyen in Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, also, lechol mokam hasheni, you're not allowed to eat in the second place. Al samachzud rishoyno, relying on the beginning of the meal, you can't do that. Elat zoch levoch mikoydin birkas hamazon, you will need to say shulchan aruch say birkas hamazon al achil rishoyno on the former eating v'hamotzi al abo, and you need to make a new hamotzi on the second part of the meal. V'gam daitulim mehani mebayis lebayis, and the Ramo and Shulchan Aruch holds that his das will not help from house to house. So how can it be over here that there is a scenario of hol chedrochim starting in one place and finishing in another place? There's no such thing. He should have benched. He should have benched upon leaving, instead of starting making new bracha upon the when he started the second meal. Answers the Mishneh Berurah. So we must say the kalmeir shekva ochal does mevochem rak masheni. The gamzem mekoy mehu. Meaning he's eaten already. So as he says, the fimas she'onu naktilon kedas hagol el besif beis. Haglechatchil en lakem mekoy mat shevochem mekoy moy. Avlim kvo aka. So, in other words, Mishneh Berurah says, he shouldn't have. He shouldn't have eaten, he shouldn't have left and eaten in the second place. But that's what he did. He's noelech derech. He started off eating in one place. He should have really, according to the Shulchan Aruch, benched, moved on, made a new bracha in the second place. That's what he should have done. And even according to Ramah Lechatchila, he shouldn't have moved place. Don't akira in the middle of a meal. But this Yid, he failed to do what's expected of him, and he did. And therefore, now, the halacha is, that im kva okar, if he did it, but yevet, mut lechoil al kan al tzmach sud rishon, he's allowed to continue eating, and his benching will cover for us for both parts of the meal. Yeah. So he benches in the Mokam Hasheni, which the Mishneh Berurah calls the Kanu Sium Sudosoi. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Beis tells us a yesod about Hoel Chedrochim. So generally, it's definitely true. You're not allowed to do an Akira's Mokim. But Hoel Chedrochim, Tehem Lekule Al Mamuto Lahem La'alach Ve'lechol. They are different. Travelers on in a journey, they're allowed to move about and continue in eating. And even if they're not seeing their former place where they started the meal, machmas because mechagadach, the distance of the place, the distance of the journey, oi, or shemafsik in the nono is these trees making not the former place not visible. They are allowed to. Why? Mishum dehem lo ikovu atzmon lechatchila. They never were kaver themselves. They never established themselves. They never fixed themselves. Lechatchila lechol b'makam sheberchu. When they made the bracha initially, their intention was never to stay behind and to stay in that particular place. They knew very well they're going to move. They knew they're not static. They knew they're quite mobile and they're going to move about. For lochein einech shavim klal al yedizeh oikir mekoymon. The whole problem is to be oiker a place, to uproot a place where you started eating. You're not allowed to uproot a place where you started eating. But for those individuals, these gentlemen, they're not considered oiker mekoymon. They're not uprooting their place. They never intended to eat, to stay there in the first place. So they're allowed to. They're allowed to lechatchila move about and bench in there where they're finishing the meal. Sifhei, yesh oimrim, sheshiva saminim tunu brocho lachem bimkoimon. We learned that in Sif base, that the Rama holds that it's not considered a shunimokim if you're eating something which is ton brocha choyno bimkoimon, and something which requires a brocha choyno in its place, it's not going to be mokum because you're going to end up eating back there anyway. Anyway, so the example would be bread, pas. Everybody agrees that pas, you need to bench for bread where you ate it. So consequently, if you're eating bread and you're leaving the place, it's not considered shunim mokum. You're going to come back anyway to bench because you have to bench in where you ate. So it's not considered shunim mokum. Shulchan Aruch now is going to into greater detail into this discussion of what is considered to uno brocho lachem bimkoimon. What else is there besides bread that you need to make brochoino in its place? So Shulchan Aruch says, yesh oim some say, sheshivas aminim, the shivas aminim, all the shivas aminim are also, you need to make, you must make the brocha choyno in its place. So when eating any of the shivas aminim, you're gonna have to make the brocha choyno in a place where you started eating them. V'yesh oimrim, some say the dafkim in the dog and only grains. Some say no, not all the shivas aminim. Only mine dogon, all the types of grain. V'yesh oim, some say dafke pas levad. The Rama says no, it's not shivas aminim, it's not all the grains, it's only bread. Only bread is considered something which is a tuna bochol bimkoimon. Mishnah Berurah reminds us in Zivkot Mem Gimel lachem bimkoimon v'yolach mishom if he left the place soich lachsel bimkoimoy, he needs to return to its place levorich and make a bochol k'mo eligave pas like by bread. Mine dogon, sifkot mem dalet, why dafke grains? Chashivusim, because of its importance. Shenikro, mozon, it's considered food, very filling. So it's not just bread, according to that opinion. It's any grain. How do we pass on sifkot mem hei levat? Kosov achroim lachroim vayt. Elechat chile yach mele vochim koim lafilo bezeis minim. Ideally, if you can, you should make a broch achroino in its place. Even shivas aminim, and even grain. And even obviously bread, which everybody holds, everybody agrees. For chedin in shinu mokim, and similarly with regards to shalav shinu mokim, and tzorich levorich, al kol ha-shiv ha-zaminim, kamo ha-lapas im shinu mokimoi. Generally, with regards to the shiv ha-zaminim, we take the same halacha with regards to shinu mokim, shiv ha-zaminim, that is like bread. However, das ha-grobiv, I'm skipping a few words, for das ha-grobiv yuro, in the opinion of the Vilna Gaon is, the daf, the deo imtzos, he ikaladina. The main aloch is that it's not just bread that is to the bochum koimon, it's any types of grain. The fize, perush shivas aminim, doim le stam perush shaykh bushin imokam le kul alma. However, according to the Rama, perus of the shivas aminim are not considered to the bochum koimon, and this aloch won't apply. So again, there is three opinions. What is considered brocho teuna brocho lachem bimkoimon? What are the things that you must return to the place where he started eating it to make brocha achrona. First opinion is shivas aminim. Second opinion is any grain produce. Third opinion, which is the Ramah halach lamaisa, is bread only. And only for bread, you need to go back to the place where you made the brocha. The Vilna Gaon is machmini holes, and it's not just bread, it's also any types of grain, like the second opinion. Sefov. Mishaniska, somebody remembers, b'zei chasud, in the middle of the meal. Somebody in the middle of the meal, he remembers. Shaloi spalel, he hasn't davened yet at all. He just remembers that he hasn't davened. V'omad ve spalel, and he gets up and he davens. He remembers in the middle of, I haven't done mincha yet, and he davens. Hafilu main shoes, ligmo yusud osoy, le spalel, even if he hasn't got enough time to finish the suda and daven, shechav lehafsik, obligated to stop. V'yev shalo lechol ad shespalel, he's not allowed to get up and eat until he's finished, until he's davened. Im kol zeh, lo lehav hefsik, it's not considered hefsik. Somebody who remembers in the middle of the meal that needs to daven, and he goes and davens, it's not considered the hefsik. The Mishnah Berurah makes a very important distinction here in Sefkot Memzaleh. This is only if he's davening at home. That's not considered hefsik. Middle of a meal, he suddenly chaps over and he davens mincha, and he gets up and he davens mincha. That's what we're talking about. It's not a hefsik. But if he goes to shul to daven, have a hefsik, it's considered a hefsik. Mishnah Berurah is a shtickle in doubt about it, but that's what he says. Siv Zayin. Adam Shiyoshim B'Slech Sudosoy. Okay, a person fell asleep in the middle of the meal. We don't blame him. We can fully understand and appreciate why that would happen. A person in the middle of the meal, he falls asleep. Adam Shiyoshim B'Slech Sudosoy. Shnas Arai. It's not a proper shlof, just a quick one. Loi have a hefsik. It's not considered a hefsik. He quickly has a quickly falls asleep in the middle of the meal. He nods off. It's not considered a hefsek. He doesn't lose his brochas. V'chein, he says the Ramoi, mifsek b'shadi v'reshus. If he had any interruption, which is a reshus matter, not a mitzvah matter, but he quickly needed to go out for a minute. Kugoyin, such as Hutzach and the Kovov, he needed to be excused. V'chir, it's any of that. If he comes back, he didn't lose his brochas and he can continue, it's considered continuation of the meal. Sifkot Memches Shinas Arai. Afilim Shah Meshach Zman Lerech Shah, even if it was quite an extended sleep. Kevin Shinenas Besheno, he just suddenly fell asleep. Loi Mikref, it's not considered interruption at all. Fein Tzorch Levor Chamoitzi. He wanted to make Chamoitzi. But, interestingly, Natilas Yudayim Boy, Ubele Brocha, he needs to make Natilas Yudayim without a Brocha. But, he wanted to make a new Chamoitzi. But, that's because he doesn't need to make a new Chamoitzi. But if he went to sleep in the middle of the meal in his bed, shnas keva, proper shluf, have a hefsek, it's considered a hefsek. That's considered a proper hezchadas. He won't be able just to get up, continue the meal as before, but that's considered hezchadas, and he will need to make a new bracha. A shaila that somebody had on say the night, he quickly was very tired. And Mushul Chanoch said, I quickly have to rest for 10 minutes. I'll be back. If he goes to bed proper, according to his Mishnah Berurah, I don't know because he says Shinaskva, but he does say im yoshnal mitosoy Shinaskva. If he does go to bed, it's considered a hefsek. He might be considered as chadas because he goes to bed. Yeah. Simon Kufa and Tess. Eze dvorim kuim hezchadas. Besudish tzorich lachzor levorech. Hezchadas. His mind has left him. He is now mesiach das. And now he is under some circumstances. He will need to make a new bracha. What are those hezchadas? Gomar sudosoy. He's completed his meal now. So, we learned there's a whole sugi of shinu mokim. That was discussed in the earlier siman. If he leaves his place, that's considered Shinui Mokim, and sometimes he loses his bracha. He hasn't left the place here now at all, but he decided that his mind has decided that he's not continuing anymore. So maybe he's lost the bracha. Komasud also has completed his meal. V'notal yodov mayim achoinim, and he has washed mayim achoinim. Eni yochel lechoil v'lo lishtois. He cannot eat anymore, v'lo lishtois, and not drink anymore. Al shevoch bekes amozno, until he benches. He's finished his meal, he's washed mayim achoinim, now he needs to bench. Ve'im oma havlon levorech, if he said, let's go and bench now, he invites everybody for benching. Have hezchadas, it's also considered hezchadas. Ve'osu lo lishtois, he's not allowed to drink. Elohim kein, unless, yivorech olof techilo. Only he makes a new bracha now. Ve'achilo dino kishtiel harosh. Any food and drink is considered, any eating is considered like drinking according to the opinion of the Rosh. According to the Rabbeinu Yoino and the Ran, there is a distinction between eating and drinking. Although he has decided he's not continuing to eat, even if the table has been removed, if he wanted to, if he wants to continue eating, he doesn't need to make a new bracha. As long as he hasn't washed his hands, he hasn't distanced himself completely from eating. To summarize the halachas, Siv Gimel tells us that with regards to a field with trees, a person can have various fruits, numerous fruits, and he doesn't have to make a brochon individually. The question was, why is it different than what we learned earlier about the Teino? Two answers. One answer is that this is talking about the differences as to whether it's mukav mechitzas or not. Is there a fence around it or not? If it's a fence around, it's considered like one house. You don't make new brochas. If there's no fence, then you make a new brochon on every fruit. The second answer was that it's all about a person's mind. Depends what your intention is. If you have intention to have a few trees, if you have fruit from a few trees, then it's fine. One bracha covers it all. We learned about the Hoel Chidrochim, people who go from one place to another. They can make a bracha chayno on. They can bench at the very end. Question was that, why are they allowed to do that? You're not meant to do that. And the answer is indeed, it's not great, but if they're Oil Chidrochim, then they are different. They anyway have in mind to move about. See, if he told us a machlokes about what is included in Tuno Procho Lachem Bim Koimon, some hold Shivas Aminim, some hold Dogon, some hold Pas. Ramos Aloch is Pas, Vilna Gon says Dogon. If you're in the middle of the meal, you realize you haven't daven yet, you should daven, it's not considered as Chadas. If it's in your house, if it's in a minion, it's considered as chadas. If a person falls asleep, then it's not considered a hefsek. If he goes to bed, then it is. With regards to hechadas in the middle of a meal, which is not shinu mokum, just hechadas, then if it's wash my machoinim, then he needs to bench. If he said, Havron Levorech, let's bench, that's considered as chadas, then he's not allowed to drink. And the machloikas is as to whether food is like drink or not, with regards to when he said, Havron Levorech. This is tonight's Shia, and from Safe Base, we shall be learning in tomorrow's Shia Mitzvah Hashem.